Trumos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey, 2-5. This continues on the heels of the previous Mishnah, which had said, it raised the question, if you're tithing from figs, should you give from the better tasting fresh figs or the longer lasting dried figs? And the answer was, it depends on if you have Kohanim around, if you do give from the better tasting, but if you have a question when a Kohen will get to it, then tithe from the longer lasting. The way the Bar Tanura learns the next Mishnah, meaning this Mishnah here of Mishnah Hey, is exactly the same. Essentially, the first issue here is talking about tithing onions, and you have two onions. One is small and whole, and therefore, since it has never been opened, it will last longer but taste less good. And the second is large but has been opened, is cut in half, and that being the case, it will have a much shorter shelf life. And the Bar Tanura learns it's the exact same machlokas here, the difference just being that in the previous case they were whole, and here they're, you know, all one species of onion, just whole in half. Before I say the Bar Tanura's pshat, which is the policy which I do follow in this Mishnah Shira, I do want to say the pshat of the Rambam, because I like it very much as an important lesson for life. And this lesson for life, although the Bar Tanura wouldn't agree it applies to this particular Mishnah, because he has a different pshat in the Mishnah, he certainly would agree, because this principle is reflected elsewhere, like in the Halachas of Brachos. So first I'm saying according to the Rambam, and then I'll go back to the Bar Tanura. The Mishnah says, Tarmin batzal katan shalem, one should take truma from small, whole, complete onions, velochatzi batzal gadol, as opposed to taking truma from a half, meaning a cut in half, larger onion. So, according to the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos, the principle here is very straightforward and very yisodi, which is when you have a conflict between shlemus, wholeness, completion, totally well-rounded, and godless, something that's exceptional and extraordinary in a particular way. So the Torah's preference, what is considered to be chelbo, the better of the two, is shlemus. The Torah prefers shlemus to godless. And here in the case of a small onion versus a large but half onion, what's considered to be the better in terms of truma is the whole, even though it doesn't taste as good, because it's shalem, it's complete. And that's certainly a very big, important lesson for life when it comes to human beings. And it's certainly reflected in other areas of halacha too, like for example in brachos, when you make a bracha, you should make a bracha on the shalem as opposed to the gadol, etc. But in any case, that's a Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos. The Bar Tanura learns this is the same case as before, same principle as before, basically meaning, excuse me, that a small onion doesn't taste as good but lasts longer, and a large onion tastes better, but if it's been cut open, it won't last long at all. And that being the case, the Mishnah says, assuming there's no Kohen handy, better to give from the small onion, which tastes less good but will last, than give from the big onion, which may taste better now, but by the time the Kohen gets it, will have spoiled. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda is consistent with the Shita from the previous Mishnah. He says, Loki, absolutely not. Ela chatzi batzal gadol, you'd rather you give from the better now onion, meaning the big onion, which tastes better, even though it's cut in half, and if it doesn't last long enough for a Kohen to get to it, so be it. We're not focused on that, like he said before. V'chein, the same principle applies if you have high Rabbi Yehuda Omer, who used to say, Tarmin betzalim mibnei ha-medina al ha-kufrim. If you have two types of onions, the onions that were of higher quality, let's call it, that ended up going to the cities to be sold over there for a higher price, those are called the Medina onions, and the kufrim are the local farm onions, which are less tasty but last longer. So, again, he says you should take from the Medina, the ones that headed for the city, and not from the Kufrim, the local ones. Av lo mina Kufrim al b'nei ha-Medina. You may not do it the other way around. You can't, you shouldn't take the farm onions as a truma on behalf of the city onions. Now, the way I understand this Mishnah, here is the backstory. And I, this is a little bit speculative on my part, but I'm going to show you why I think this has to be the pshat. I suspect that if you always were a farmer and you're always having the local farm-grade onions, if they taste different, you might come to like that taste and expect that taste, and then, since you're accustomed to it, prefer that taste. And that being the case, the question could arise, you know, these farm onions are the local preference, because that's what they're used to, as opposed to the ones that are exported, which are quite different. And therefore, the Mishnah is coming to tell you, at least Rabbi Yehuda is coming to tell you, that no, the city dwellers get the better onions, and they're objectively better, and the proof in the pudding is that the city dwellers could equally and easily purchase instead the small farm-grade onions, but they don't, which tells you that they know the difference, and they're choosing the better, which which shows that the farm grade onions are inferior to the city grade onions. That's what I think the pshat is here. The reason why is because look at the Mishnah inside. It says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Torm b'tzalim mibnei hamadina al hakufrim. You should take the city-bound onions, that type. You can take tithing on behalf of the kufrim, the village onions, of alo min hakufrim al b'nei medina. But you shouldn't take the village grade onions on behalf of the city ones. And now he has to give a reason why. If he has to give a reason why, it must be that it's not evident from the tasting of them. And that must mean, at least I say, that it's because the local farmers might think, no, we like onions when they are, we actually prefer them because we're used to them. But he says, listen, mipnei shehu ma'achal politikin, since Rabbi Yehuda says, you see, the food of choice by those who have money, who can afford it in the cities, is for this type of onion, meaning the city grade onion. You see that they could choose, and they do choose that grade, and therefore that is objectively better, and therefore your subjective local tastes don't matter. It's the objectively better one, which you should take truma from, and that, in the case of the onions, is the Medina onions.